From all comes to his friends, this year should be a special schus. For Shmuel ben Yamin, Tishna Rachel Leah, Rabbi David Shukwala ben Rachel, Rabbi Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Rabbi Avram Yisuf ben Esther, Yishalah Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yudehem. We're going to be basing this in the Sefer Dibe'er, Hagor Rabbi David Man, in Parashas Vayishlach, Madur Tinyana. Pasuk says, after the famous battle between the Malach and Yaakov, Malach of Esav, Vayomer Mashemecha, he says, what's your name? And he answers, my name is Yaakov. Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Lo Yaakov, Vayomer Od Shimcha, King Yisrael. Your name is no longer be Yaakov, rather it's going to be Yisrael, because Yisarisa, Yim Elohim, Vim Anashim Batuchal, because you battled with an angel and with people, and you were victorious, you were successful. Rashi explains that the change of name is to show that you no longer receive the brachas birimiya, the akava birimiya. Yaakov is lashon akava, with deceit. So by saying your name is no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael, it shows that you no longer receive the brachas with deceit, because God is going to reveal himself to you in Beit El, Rashi explains, and he's going to change your name, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to admit that you deserve it. And this is a hemshech of what it says in Pasuk Chof Zayin, that Yaakov Avinu says, I am not going to let you go until you give me a bracha, Kim Berachtani. And then the Malach says, this is in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Zayin, Malach says, what's your name? He says, Yaakov. He says, no, right, your name is no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael. In other words, I am going to admit to you the brachas, because when he says Kim Beirach Tani, Rashi there says, what is Beirach Tani? I want you to be molded on the brachas. So Taka, when he changes his name, that's his way of being molded on the brachas, that you no longer receive the brachas with akava, you receive it with srara, Yisrael, with openness, with rulership, with power, that you really deserve the brachas. So that was the bracha that he gave him, that he wanted him to be, give me a bracha, I be molded on the brachas, that I receive them rightfully, I was deserving. And then in Pasuk Chavtes, he says, yeah, God's going to give you the bracha, and he's going to change your name, showing that you deserve the bracha, and I'm going to be there to admit that God is correct. That you really do deserve the brachas. The Sar of Esav agrees that Yaakov really was deserving of the brachas. So the Chor, we have to understand what Pasuk Chof Ches is doing here. Pasuk Chof Ches says, Vayomer Elav Mashemecha, Vayomer Yaakov. He doesn't know his name. The whole Pasuk is superfluous. He doesn't know his name. He says, oh, Yaakov, oh, I didn't know that. And then he says, your name isn't Yaakov, it's Yisrael. He said, give me a bracha. He says, should have given him the bracha right away. What's this whole give and take? What's your name, Yaakov? So Rechaim HaKadosh, but he asked that kasha. He says that when Yaakov asked the Malach his name, Malach's names are always changing. It's a good kasha. When the Malach asks Yaakov his name, he says because he's gonna change it. He's gonna change his name. So he says, oh, what's your name, Yaakov? So it follows. He wants him to say my name is Yaakov. He says your name is no longer Yaakov. But still, we still have to understand. He didn't have to do that. He already knew his name is Yaakov. He could have just said straight away, your name is not Yaakov, it's Yisrael. And Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yud says, Vayomer Elohim Shimcha Yaakov, Leikor Shimcha Yaakov, Kim Yisrael, Yashemecha, Beikor Shimcha Yisrael, Beikor Shimcha Yisrael. The Gemara in Brachas says that if you call Avraham, Avraham, you're over in Aseh, Ve'er Shimcha Avraham. Pasuk says, your name is Avraham, not Avram. Ve'er says, you're over in Aloseh, it says, Lo Yikori Ot Shimcha Avram. So it's in Aseh and Aloseh to call Avraham, Avram. The Gemara, I Yaakov also. How come you're allowed to call Yisrael Yaakov? His name is Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, because God called him Yaakov even afterwards. He said to Mamaris Halayla to Yisrael, Yaakov, Yaakov. So you see, his name still remains Yaakov. Wait a second. Let's learn from Yaakov. Just like Yaakov's name was D. Yaakov, he became Yisrael. And yet you're still allowed to call him Yaakov. Let's learn by Avram also. Even though he's D. Avram, without a, you're still allowed to call him Avram, even after he was called Avram. So the first you're saying, no, here, God says to him, your name is Yaakov. Shimcha Yaakov. It's not going to be called Yaakov, it's going to be called Yisrael. So you see, there's no Isser to call, there's no Asay or Los Asay to call him Yaakov. Seder. But let's learn a binyanav. Just like by Yaakov, when we negate his name, it's not a complete negation. It's just adding on a new name. Say by Avram also. Avraham is a new name added on to Avram. When it says your name isn't Avram, it's not negating Avram. It's just adding on Avraham, just like by Yaakov. Also, after God gives him the new name, it says, and he called him Yisrael. Didn't have to say that. Pasuk says, Lo yikare shimcha od Yaakov, kim Yisrael yeshemecha, vayikra shemo Yisrael. When he says, kim Yisrael yeshemecha, it's enough to say, kim Yisrael yeshemecha, nikuda. Why do you have to add on, vayikra shemo Yisrael? We know his name is Yisrael. So it says in the words right before that. So three basic kashas. What do we need all of Pasuk Chavches for? What's your name, Yaakov? We know. Why don't we learn from Yaakov that Avraham is still allowed to be called Avram without a hey? Just like Yaakov, Yisrael is still allowed to be called Yaakov. And what's the added Vayikra Shema Yisrael? So here we have to learn a big yisod in this whole parasha. And that is the whole give and take here, the whole shakal v'tariya, is that Yaakov wants the angel to admit, to be molded, that he deserves the brachas. That the brachas weren't received with Hakav and Ramiya, that he was really deserving, Sarara. That it was gained by Yaakveni, but it's not an Ekev anymore, it's not a Kava, it's not falsehood. He really deserved it. So the discussion here is not about the name of Yaakov. The discussion is about the Gavri Yaakov. Is he deserving or not? Now, Parshas told us in Perichov Zayin Pasuk Mem, it says, V'haya kasher Torah praktu olam al tzavarecha. And Rashi says, what it means is, when the Jewish people aren't keeping the Torah, when Yisrael is over on the Torah, Esav is going to be mitzar on the brachas. He's going to say, whoa, 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 what's going on over here? He didn't deserve the brachas. And he's going to throw off the yoke of Yaakov. He's not going to be this Sarar anymore. He's not going to be Yisrael. He's not going to be ruling anymore. When we're over on the Torah, we lose our Shem Yisrael. So what does that mean? It means the name wasn't changed. The name remains Yaakov. Just if we're worthy, we're Yisrael. And when we're not worthy, we're Yaakov. When we're not worthy, he throws off the yoke. And taka, we had to go receive the brachas with Ramiya. And that's the difference between Avraham and Yisrael. Avraham, the Shem Avram is batel. He's no longer Avram. He became a ger, he's a new mensch. He's Avraham. There's nothing to talk about. It's an asay and a losay to call him Avram. But by Yisrael, it's not a bitl shame Yaakov. The shame Yisrael is just the madrega he's on. We could be on madrega Yisrael, we could be on madrega Yaakov. And therefore, there's no Isser, because the name still is Yaakov. It just depends how we're behaving, what name we're going to be called by. It's a shinu in the gaber, not in the name. So I know people named Yisrael Yaakov, and people named Yaakov Yisrael. They're right. Your name is both Yaakov and Yisrael. It just depends on how you're going to behave. You're behaving Yisraelic, you're behaving Yaakovic. But by Avram, it was Mamish Shinui Batsim. He's no longer Avram, he's Avraham. So now we understand the second Kasha, we have a Teretz. Why don't we learn from Yaakov that there's no Isser to call Avraham Avram? Because by Avram, there was a complete change. Here there wasn't a complete change. Here he's Yaakov and Yisrael. And that's why we have Pasuk Chavches, the first Kasha we asked. What's your name? Yaakov. He's Kobeh. Your name is Taka Yaakov. Your name is Taka Yaakov. And I'm just adding on. V'yomer lo Yaakov v'yomer od shimcha kim Yisrael ki sarisim elokim hashim tuchal. If you're worthy, then you can also be Yisrael. That's why when Hashem speaks to him, he says, V'yomer lo elokim shimcha Yaakov. Your name is Taka Yaakov. your name is Yaakov. And then he says, Le'ikar Shimcha Yaakov Kim Yisrael. Your name is no longer going to be called Yaakov, your name is going to be called Yisrael. Yeshemecha. Meaning you can also be called Yisrael. In addition to, your name is Yaakov, but it's not Yaakov. If you're worthy, you're going to be called Yisrael. And then it adds, Vayikra Shemo Yisrael. He called him Yisrael to show, we're not negating the Yaakov. We're just adding on the Yisrael. If it wouldn't have said, the pasuk is emphasizing. It's not Lo Yikari Shimcha Od Yaakov Kim Yisrael. That's it. No more Yaakov. No. Vayikra Shemo Yisrael. That in addition to the Yaakov, there's also going to be Yisrael. But Shimcha is still Yaakov. So really all depends on our Hitnagut. We could be Yaakov. Our name is still Yaakov. In addition to the name Yaakov, now the name is also going to be Yisrael. We have two names. Yaakov and Yisrael. And it all depends on how we're behaving. We're not negating the previous name. The previous name is still there. God didn't say to Avram, Shimcha Avram. And now you're going to be called Avram. No. Because there, Taka, he was negating the name Avram. He was a new Gavri, he's a Ger, Gershon, he's Karakon Shinod. I mean, that's it, no more Avram. But Yaakov and Yisrael, he still has both. He has a Yaakov side, he has a Yisrael side, and it depends on how he's behaving. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being koveh, that if he's worthy, then he's going to be Yisrael. If he's not, then he's back to Yaakov. We saw and told us. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Tani, lo shiakar shem Yaakov, elakim Yisrael yeshemecha, Yisrael yeikar v'Yaakov tfeila. So you see, both names are still there. Another day in the Medrash. Yikomokom Yaakov shimcha, elakim Yisrael yeshemecha, Yaakov yeikar, v'Yisrael mosif alav. According to the first opinion, Yisrael is the ikar and Yaakov is tafel. According to the second opinion, Yaakov is your ikar name, and Yisrael is Mosef, you're adding a name. But according to both opinions, both names are still extant. Still have both names. But by Avram, that's it. He's out of the parsha of Avram. It's an absolute name change by Avram. By Yaakov, it's not an absolute name change. His name is still Yaakov. It's Yaakov and Yisrael. And it all depends on how he's acting. I think, Stam, it's interesting that it's important for him that the Malach be Moda and the Brachas. What does he care? He deserves it. He deserves it. What do you care what the Goy thinks? What Esav thinks? So we see there's an Indian here of the Umas HaOlam being Moda and the Godless of Israel. It's really Rav Chalap, many times in his farm, talks about this idea. That he's the God of Israel. He's not just a God. So they have to be mowed down the godless of Israel, not Elokei Yaakov. Elokei Yisrael Melech. Very important that they're makir, our godless. So even though God is changing his name, so they must speak. And later on we see in Pasuk Lamperek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud, Hashem is, so what do you care? So the Malach is going to be there to mold me molded. No, Hashem is changing your name. You're Yisrael. You deserve the brachas. So the answer is no, though. The Umos HaOlam have to be molded. That's one nekuda. There's another nekuda here that we have to be worthy. Because we can lose our right to the brachas depending on our behavior. Pilei plos. Everyone thought, oh, Yaakov got the brachas. He snuck in there, and he called Yaakov daim di'esav, and Yitzchak gave him the brachas, and everything is geshmak forever. No, we see him told us, we can lose it. It could be mafsid. So we should all be zochem Yitzchak Hashem to be Yisrael, to be worthy. Bisrara, Hisarisa im Elohim ba'Anashim batucha. to battle. Have Sarara. Besarara Velobaramiya. The Gilui Panim. That we're the open rulers. We really deserve it. We have to make ourselves deserving. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and a beautiful Bishvah Shabbos.